Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Have you had your lycopene today?
No, not a pill,
but the real thing. The lycopene that comes from fresh and sun-dried tomatoes, a crucial part of the heart-healthy Mediterranean diet, part of the foundation of your cancer-fighting kitchen. Eating healthy never tasted so good. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health. Our guest, Mary Ellen Mooney, knows her tomatoes and lycopene quite well. As the company that carries her name, California's Mooney Farms is the largest processor of sun-dried tomatoes in America, while also producing an extraordinary extra virgin olive oil. Mary, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Well, thank you, Christopher, for having me.
I bet you are a believer in getting your vitamins and fresh fruits and vegetables. Might that be the case?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have to laugh when I see people grabbing those, vitamins for omega red, and I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't you rather just eat a sun-dried tomato? I know I would. And what's amazing is people don't know. There's actually 12 times the amount of lycopene in a sun-dried tomato, which means you could eat 12 fresh tomatoes or one sun-dried tomato. So for me, obviously, they taste delicious, and that's how I get my vitamins.
What is the symbiotic relationship between sun-dried tomatoes and olive oil? Why does one enhance the effectiveness of the other?
Well, lycopene, which I think most people know is a powerful antioxidant, to be able to be carried through your system, it really needs a catalyst, and the catalyst actually is the olive oil. So the perfect food, lucky me, is sun-dried tomatoes and olive oil.
Well, that's exactly the combination that I had this morning when I cooked up a two-egg omelet in your Bella San Luce. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, beautiful sunlight.
Olive oil and also sun-dried tomatoes. It was absolutely terrific. You know, speaking of olive oil, Consumer Reports just ran an article. They did a taste test on the leading extra virgin olive oil sold in the United States. Now, what's really fascinating is that California produces maybe around 3% of the olive oil consumed in the United States. However, the top two spots, awards for best taste, went to California olive oil. In fact, 5 of the 8 leaders in that top 10 list were from California. That probably doesn't surprise you.
No, and you know, the health benefits of olive oil, first of all, you think about the antioxidant and the anti-inflammatory properties. You want that olive oil as fresh as possible. So when you're buying an olive oil, you live in California, it's coming from California, first of all, it's fresher, which means that the antioxidant properties are going to be stronger, so it's a healthier olive oil. But what's really interesting about California is we have varietals. You don't get that from Europe. You have lots of small farmers dumping all their olive oils to mills, blending it up, and you get, quote, olive oil. But in California, you can have, for instance, this morning you enjoyed our Arbequina, a very delicate table oil. But you can also get Arbasana. You can get a grassy oil. It's like wine. You can have red wine. You can have white wine. So it's really a really enjoyable experience to learn your olive oils and get them fresher, and they're healthier.
Well, Consumer Reports agrees with you. They say tasting olive oils is like learning to appreciate and enjoy fine wine, which, of course, are varietals, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you please give me a little history, Mary, of not only your company, but also how you grew up around food? Did you learn to cook by watching your relatives and then join in?
Well, you know, my mother always cooked everything from scratch. I was quite amazed when I grew up and found out there was food at grocery stores and there was already bread in bags. That was amazing to me. I'm telling you, when I say we were given a work ethic, I mean we worked from morning till night. And my mother always did cook scratch. And one of the most enjoyable experiences I had really in the summer is we'd have this giant garden. And all the women of all ages, whether you were 4 years old or 80 years old, you were in the kitchen canning. And not only did I learn how to preserve and can all these fresh fruits and vegetables, but it also was an experience, obviously, to listen to the stories of your family that were handed down and a time just to bond in the kitchen. So it was really a wonderful, wonderful time.
Our guest is Mary Ellen Mooney of California's Mooney Farms. You can learn more about their sun-dried tomatoes and olive oil by going to their website, mooneyfarms.com. That's M-O-O-N-E-Y farms.com. Did your relatives impart any words of wisdom to you? Because, geez, you know, standing in the kitchen is really a great opportunity to get to know folks.
Well, and more fun than that, when we grew up in Sonoma, Sundays, obviously, was a time. There was five kids, so there's seven of us. That was almost a party in itself.
Whoa.
And then some of our relatives in the valley would come over and join us. You know, the table was always inviting. Everyone wants to sit and eat olives and olive oil and crusty bread and a hearty bowl of pasta. And food always brings people together. And when you come together, you laugh and you live life. And so for us and our family, all of our best conversations and best times has been with our friends, our family, enjoying a great meal and enjoying great times, families, and experiences.
My understanding is that you have a contest, a recipe contest, coming up.
So much fun. We started this 2 years ago, and I thought, I don't know if you've ever seen that commercial where someone's excited because they get two hits and 20 hits and then 40,000. Well, that happened to us. We got four recipes and 20 and suddenly 2,000 recipes. I was like, we're going to be doing a lot of reading and a lot of cooking.
Well, you know, I've been looking at some of the winners from last year, shrimp pasta with artichokes and mushrooms.
Fabulous.
Sun-dried tomato feta lamb. And these are all, by the way, on your website, mooneyfarms.com. Sun-dried tomatoes, artichoke dip. I'm planning to cook this up for Christmas. This should be
terrific.
Oh, it's
a fabulous dip. You'll have fans when you do that.
Yeah.
You'll be popular, trust me.
We spend a great deal of time discussing diet and nutrition as a way to prevent disease. We also discuss the whole concept of making small changes in people's diets, attainable, sustainable changes that can make a big difference in people's health, like substituting California extra virgin olive oil, a plant-based, heart-healthy, monounsaturated oil for animal fats. Something tells me you might agree with that.
Well, and it's so easy to do. I mean, you know, I'm a huge believer in making your own salad dressing, for instance. It's so easy. It takes 10 minutes, and it lasts a week in your fridge. And if you can just drop a sun-dried tomato in that, you just added an antioxidant. You just added lycopene, fresh garlic, another antioxidant, extra virgin olive oil, another antioxidant, and inflammation for your heart and your veins, which basically then is going to make you healthier. These things are so easy, and they're quick.
Speaking of my veins and HDL cholesterol...
Well, you know, it's an anti-inflammatory,
right.
And so you're going to feel better, and when you feel better, you're going to have a better life. So these things you can simply add, they're quick, they're easy, and they're right at the grocery store, and in the winter when you can't get great fresh tomatoes, what a great alternative.
I spend most of my career interviewing physicians and their patients, oncologists, radiologists, urologists, cardiologists, all those ologists. And one thing that they have in common, and this is anecdotal evidence, the majority of people I interview, and I ask the question, the majority of those doctors are either vegetarians or they have cut back dramatically on animal fats. That probably doesn't surprise you either.
Well, no. You know, I grew up on the Mediterranean diet, and our relatives, my great aunt just died at 101. The proof is in the pudding. You know what they say.
No,
I like to say the proof is in the sun-dried tomatoes. You know, you eat your whole grains. You eat your olive oil, which I think is the most important element of any diet, is olive oil every single day. I actually eat 2 tablespoons every morning. If I don't cook with it, I just drink it.
Our guest has been Mary Ellen Mooney of California's Mooney Farms, the largest processor of sun-dried tomatoes in America, and they produce an extraordinary extra virgin olive oil, too. You can learn more about Mooney Farms at mooneyfarms.com. That's M-O-O-N-E-Y farms.com. Mary, you're a kick. Thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Oh, Christopher, it was a pleasure. I hope to see you again soon.
I look forward to it. I'm Christopher Springman. This is Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD.